Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the
All right, Dan back with you. As promised, Wes Blakey and Cale Geese with us today. Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Wayne America.
All right. Everybody bright and chipper. The sun's out.
It's been pretty nice.
Yeah.
Wearing a hoodie yet in the morning. I'm waiting for that first day where you don't have to wear that extra layer in the morning.
Well, I'm just glad,
we're not 30 below.
I'm worried. Happy about it.
You guys aren't complaining nearly enough. Let's go.
Okay. Well, city council met, and I think probably let's do the thing probably most people were concerned about is the mask mandate.
I think people are tuning in just to hear about the mask mandate.
Let's go through the process of how we made the decision, and I heard you had to make the – it was actually a tie, and you had to break the tie.
I did have to break the tie. My second one now.
Wow.
It's two meetings in a row. In a row.
He's going to get a big head here pretty soon.
In a row, yeah. Man, this was another really tough conversation for everybody to have. It was just for city council discussion. We didn't have anybody from the public who offered to speak. I think they had all had their opportunities at previous meetings. So. A lot of good discussion. What it came down to, I'll kind of summarize everybody's points, was, right now we've got everybody over 65 has at least received their first shot. I think that was as of last Friday.
Well, everybody who wants one.
Everybody who wants one. Yeah, exactly. With that, I think we had previously reported we're going to get 400 vaccines for the health district. Now we're getting about 700 just for our county, I believe. And that includes the ones that are coming directly from the federal government to the pharmacies. So vaccination is picking up rapidly. And with that, they're moving on to the larger groups. I think the school and the college will be done this week. And then be moving right along that list that the governor kind of interrupted when he said, we're going to get everybody over 65 first. We're going to move back to that original schedule that Nebraska had. So with that, then we talked about how it was now only Wayne, Omaha, and Lincoln were the only ones left with the mask mandate. Norfolk going off kind of hurt our position economically. A lot of people are able to go run over and shop. If you're a diehard person that isn't going to shop where there is a mask mandate, which it's crazy to believe that exists, but it does. And, we weren't actively enforcing it. And compliance, was noted amongst the council that compliance was going down. Now, with that being said, on the opposite side, if we were to stick to that original April, we would have a lot more vaccines in arms if we were to wait, which is kind of the goal right now. We're still watching how those variants react. This recent week was kind of a blip on the radar for an amount of new cases, and that seems to, that was echoed by Jason throughout some numbers from, or Councilmember Karski throughout some numbers from the college. I think they'd had kind of a little, do you remember what he said? It was like up to 26 new
that
cases
sounds, yeah,
or
something.
A little spike. What it really came down to, I think, was you're getting a lot of economic pressure from businesses downtown. Businesses downtown, there's a few of them that are really struggling. We're talking revenue down 50%. They've burned through their PPP money. They've burned through their state money. It just doesn't last long when revenue is down so low. You can take care of your employees. But the bank is still calling, if you owe money on it. You still got to pay utilities. You still got to heat the building in this dire cold. So I'm not sure that ending the mask mandate is going to improve their economic situation. People are still, their behavior has been changed now. from this pandemic, and I'm not sure they're going to go flocking back, but it's very tough for somebody who's giving up and sacrificing so much of their general, you know, their livelihood, their life's work, and saying, I know X, Y, and Z person who's not going to come in here till the mask mandate's done, and now Norfolk's is over, and you're keeping the restriction here. Well, what benefit are you going to give to me to compensate? You know, and we as a city of our size, we don't have the economic resources to be able to make those people whole. So the least we can do is say, you know, the restrictions are off. We still highly encourage mask usage. And what
I saw that as far as what the announcement was made, yeah.
Yeah, and everybody on the council still highly encourages mask usage. It wasn't, you know, the people who are against it don't believe in it. It's just a matter of what was right for Wayne at this time. And I will also say, you know, for those people who don't want to wear the mask, please consider it on, you know, I do think there's a different assumption of risk when you go to a restaurant or you go to the bar. You know, you're assuming a level of risk knowing that the masks are coming off and people are walking or people are seated, but, you know, the air is blowing around. Different assumption of risk when you're going into the grocery store or you're going into, you know, like a department store around here, like Baumgars or Ace, for example, where everybody's got leaky pipes that they need to go and get fixed. Everybody's got groceries that they need to go and get. Or something from the, you know, medical supply, over-the-counter medical supplies. So just be mindful where you are when you're making that decision, whether to mask up, whether there's a mandate or not.
Okay, still a good idea. And like I've always said, it really hurting you a whole lot to wear a mask.
My only addition to that, Dan, is each business can obviously do what they see best for their business. If you consider the city as like a business entity as well, we are still requiring masks to be in public buildings. So if you come into City Hall, we still want you masked up. There'll be signs on the door that say mask required and that type of thing. So from that perspective, we're still requiring that.
And some businesses on their own may require that as well.
Yep, so absolutely.
So keep that in mind and be nice to each other is always what it comes down to.
That's hashtag, be nice.
I don't think you have to tell that to adults, but my gosh.
In this day and age, you do.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Anyway, all right. Well, the decision's been made, so we hope that the vaccine thing works, and we hope we can get moving forward.
Yeah, well, hopefully people take the vaccine, and hopefully we can rapidly get those who are, we've kind of taken care of the most vulnerable, that's over 65 population, but there's a lot of people out there who are still immunocompromised who have not received their vaccine. Hopefully we're going to be rolling through them in the next couple weeks.
Okay, we better move on to other things since I got Quiz Bowl.
Quiz Bowl's looming, and you don't want me to go on another rant for minutes
long. And yeah, I think we probably talked about that point enough. So there are other things you guys did last night. So
yes.
Who wants to start? Fireworks, I see, were fireworks request.
Wes can run the show here for
sure. Just stop me when you want to. Brian Gibson was there. He is the local pyrotechnic.
Yeah, he's the expert.
Yes, that shoots fireworks off for Halloween. So that was just approved last night.
Mm-hmm.
We approved action to submit an application for housing study. A grant for $8,000, which is matching, so the city will have to come up with $8,000 for a housing study to update our 2016. So it'll get updated in 2021 with new census numbers. It also allows tax increment financing to be used then on vertical construction on housing, which has never been done before in Wayne. The law changed in 2018 to allow it statewide. We just haven't done it yet in Wayne. One step we have to have is that updated housing study. They can only be good. They could have to be 24 months old or newer. So they put a time frame on that. So that's a reason why we're gonna have it on our shelf, ready to go. So then developers can come in and build houses and apartments, etc.
Okay.
Let's see. A couple items with Diane Bertrand was there with the senior center to apply for some grants for both meal service as well as the transportation. sector. So she was there, and those both got approved. We passed a second reading on a lot splitting, so you can come to Joel now. Well, not until the third reading. And we're going to limit it to one lot split, but you can split into eight lots versus two lot splits, splitting into four each time. So this is just a little bit easier. Only one legal description change instead of two. Hopefully it makes it easier for everybody. But you have to also have your ducks in a row, if you will, when you come in for that lot split, knowing you can only do it one time. If you want to do it a second time, you'll have to go through the full replatting process. So doesn't happen a lot, but there are some out there that have been split more than once.
Okay.
We renewed an auditing service agreement with our auditors, AMGL, out of Grand Island for another 5 years. They do a great job for us. They really dumb it down for us. And we're very happy with them. So signed a contract with them with a modest increase every year.
Is that just once a year you get the audit? Or
yes. Yep. They audit once a year. Yep. They do. They do us. They do this city proper, the CRA, the airport. So they have all of that.
Okay.
We passed a resolution identifying City Wayne goals. These goals actually end up in our audit, so they can kind of match the priorities we have and the expenses we had, or what we spent money on or invested money on, in. That was a couple additions that the mayor had to add to those. But what it is it's goals from our retreat. The city used to do one retreat and would have goals established. Now we're doing mini retreats, so you have about four of those per year. And so we try to consolidate those goals into one, and did that last night. So that resolution will be online, so you can see all the goals of the city. We accepted two subdivisions. Formality, so this is the South Sherman Street area, as well as north of 10th Street in Angel Acres. They were done to specs and everything. It was the developers that did it themselves, and so they paid the contractors to put the infrastructure in, and then the engineer signs off saying it was done to city specs, it's good stuff, you can take it over now. And so that's what we formally did last night.
Talking about things like storm sewer and
storm sewer water lines, so we're flushing hydrants anyway. They should be ours, and so we just assume those into our infrastructure.
Now it's part of the city structure.
Yep. Then there aren't questions on, well, wait a minute, we never took this over, so should we be flushing this hydrant or should we be jetting this sewer line? And now there's no questions about that.
Okay.
And you wait on those things to make sure everything is good, you know, that we know it's going to function properly. And so this was, we forgot these because these have been done since 2017, 2018. So we're probably a year late on those.
Okay.
But still, better late than never, I guess.
It's official now.
It's official, yes. We're going to do some dirt work in the lagoon, the old lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
So that, hopefully that advertisement will be out online today. But if you're interested in doing some dirt work for the city, please let me know. We're going to take down part of a berm in the northwest corner, and we're going to re-berm. So that sounds kind of like, why are you taking a berm down so you can put a new berm up? Yes, we are. So instead of berming the 28 acres that we have now inside the lagoon, we're going to berm probably 2 acres. And why is that? Well, it's for emergency purposes. If we had to put raw sewage someplace and not just dump it into the Logan, we can hold it for a few days if we had to. That's the worst case scenario. Otherwise, we're going to use it for pressings. So we have sludge pressings that we dewater that we can then land apply. That can be an overfill site for that. It'll be outdoor storage and those types of things. So, are you wanting to add?
I was going to say it will hold 4 days of the city's flow, as Casey said. That's
a nice way of saying raw instead of
okay. It's the groovier way of saying raw sewage.
Okay, I would never flow, but you guys can.
It also will kind of mark out where the future development for any future wastewater treatment facility growth will take place. The rest of that lagoon, then we will begin discussing how it will be repurposed.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, that, I was going to be my next question. Any further
beating you to it, Dan? the current berm is about 6 feet tall, they said, and they're taking that down to 2, so it'll be a little bit less noticeable. Then we'll put a fence around it and tree it up to keep the visible aspect, looking nice for whatever is repurposed for the rest of the lagoon.
Okay. Just make sure it looks good, Kale.
That's right. It's got to be pretty. It's going to be a park, Dan.
Okay. I'm going to put that fountain in. But
fountain. Dan said it. Fountain.
50-meter statue of Dan Badoff. Dan.
Well, that'll work, too. All right.
So
got a couple minutes left. Yep. Better wrap things up here.
If you're interested in that, please let the city know. We approved an engineering agreement with JEO to do some design work for Centennial and 21st Street, preparing ourselves, or we're hoping for some federal stimulus money to come out for infrastructure, and that would be a project we would likely go after. So we need to have it designed. So JEO is going to design that with so the city and the county. It's a joint effort for that. I thought it got a really good price on the design, just under $170,000. I thought it was going to be maybe twice that. So I was very happy with it.
Shh, don't tell JEO.
Okay.
Now they know.
All right.
No, I thought they worked really well with us on that one. And then the next agenda item was CTS service, Certified Testing Services. It's just a geotechnical company that comes in and they verify soil borings and things like that of what your soil is like. We do that outside the contract with JEO just because it saves us a little bit of money, and they are really easy to work with, so we don't have that third party involved. And we approved a personnel manual last night, so the city,
we talked about that before.
A new personnel manual, and the last thing was electric event. We talked a little bit about that.
Do we need to know anything new about that? We're pretty much out of time, but
we will.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
See you next time.
Next council meeting, we will have more discussion on that how do we pass on the loss we had? Do we pass it on to the current customer paying for it? Do we pass it on to past customers that have built up the reserve? A future customer? It's just a matter of we'll have to have a lot of discussion on that.
The very quick of it is, electricity got very expensive during that electrical event, and so what are we going to do to help the ratepayers and the city recoup those costs gradually and fairly?
Okay, so more discussion next time on that one.
Yep.
All right, we're about out of time. Whew, so
I'm winded.
I will let you go.
That was a good run there.
Okay. Wes Blakey and Kale Geese again are guests today on The View from Wayne America. Quiz Bowl is coming up shortly.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne.